The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that a landmark civil rights law protects lesbian, gay, and transgender employees from discrimination based on sex. An estimated 8.1 million such workers across the country previously had no protection against workplace discrimination from their state governments. But here in Illinois, LGBTQ workers were already protected under 2006 amendments to the state's Human Rights Act. But the ruling will allow workers to file claims with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and pursue their cases in federal court. For more on this, Camilla Taylor joins us now. She's the Director of Constitutional Litigation for Lambda Legal, a nonprofit that focuses on LGBTQ litigation. Camilla Taylor, welcome back to the 21st. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And if you or someone you know might be affected by this ruling or you have a question about it, you can join our conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. The phone lines are open at 800-222-9455. So, Camilla, can you briefly remind us what the Supreme Court was considering in this ruling and what they decided?
Yes, we are thrilled because the Supreme Court was considering the meaning of the word sex in the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 that you described. And this Civil Rights Act prohibits discrimination in the workplace. And the question the court had to consider is whether discrimination based on a person's sexual orientation or on a person's gender identity or transgender status was a form of discrimination based on sex. Because if it is, then that means that it is prohibited by this federal law that was passed in 1964. And the Supreme Court did agree with the employees that discriminating against someone because they're transgender or because they are gay, lesbian, or bisexual is a form of sex discrimination. And this means that now LGBT employees around the country enjoy protection that many of them lacked before. And as you mentioned, Illinois is one of a minority of states that explicitly prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity under state law. But most states, like Indiana and Missouri, do not.
So let's talk. Yeah. So I want to come back to the, as I think there's an interesting, the way the ruling came down and who was voting in the majority is interesting, but I want to come back to that. Let's focus on Illinois. As you mentioned just a moment ago, and as I said earlier, members of the LGBTQ community here in Illinois were already protected under state law. But how does this ruling change things for those workers here in Illinois?
Well, as you mentioned, you can now go to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and you can file a charge. And that is an important benefit. You can go to federal court. But it's also important to recognize that this law will have a sweeping impact on other federal laws that prohibit sex discrimination. Right now, there are laws that prohibit sex discrimination in educational settings and in housing and in healthcare settings as well. And courts usually look to Title VII when trying to figure out how to interpret those laws. So it's fair to assume that courts will now conclude that those existing federal laws also prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in those other contexts, which means that seniors will enjoy protection in nursing homes from being harassed by other residents that they may not have enjoyed before. And transgender people who experience discrimination in healthcare settings, who have doctors turn them away, will enjoy firm protection that may not have been as explicitly acknowledged by courts before. So this is very exciting. And it's also a rebuke of the Trump administration, which recently had passed a series of regulations now targeting lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in a variety of different contexts by trying to narrow interpretations of sex discrimination precedents to exclude them. So there are many ways in which Illinois residents will enjoy protection as a result of this ruling, even outside the context of employment.
If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. My guest is Camilla Taylor. She's Director of Constitutional Litigation for Lambda Legal. We're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court ruling earlier this week that protects LGBTQ workers from discrimination in employment. If you want to join the conversation, our number is 800-222-9455. So, Camilla, you mentioned the Trump administration, and the court's decision is a direct rebuke to the position that the administration had taken, siding with employers in these cases. And Justice Neil Gorsuch, who was a Trump appointee and is widely regarded as a conservative jurist, he wrote the majority opinion. Do you think that this decision could be a glimpse into future rulings from what has been regarded as a conservative court, at least on these sort of issues?
Well, this was a simple question of statutory interpretation. It was a question that asked the court whether the court should interpret the words of the law as it is written, or whether the court should look outside the law and consider what might have been in the heads of the legislators in 1964 when they were passing the law. And very conservative justices like the late Justice Scalia were pioneers of a doctrine called textualism, which means you don't look outside the four corners of the statute unless the language of the statute is confusing. And the decision by Justice Gorsuch in this case relied heavily on past precedents, including by Justice Scalia, that are inherently very conservative in nature. He concluded that the law is clear on its face, and it would be inappropriate to try to import extra textual information or evidence to try to get into the heads of the legislators at the time, because that would be using imagination instead of doing what the statute required. And if the law is clear, you have to follow it.
And I guess the argument from the other side would be that maybe LGBT people wouldn't have been top of mind in the drafters of this legislation in the mid-1960s, but the textualist argument is, doesn't matter if the language is plain. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. There are all sorts of laws that are plainly written that might have unanticipated consequences in some contexts, but you have to read the language as it's written and you have to implement that language.
So last thing I want to ask you about, and we've got maybe a minute or so left here, but these workplace restrictions are a victory for the LGBT community across the country, but it comes just as the Trump administration is also erasing requirements that doctors offer and insurers cover medically appropriate treatment for transgender patients. And Camilla, when we're thinking about the LGBT community here in Illinois especially, is there other legislation that you're keeping an eye on or litigation that you're keeping an eye on that when it comes to LGBTQ rights and protections?
Yes, absolutely. And you're correct. The Trump administration has had the LGBT community in its sights from the very beginning and has passed a series of regulations specifically attacking this community and trying to deprive them of protections in healthcare through not just one, but multiple different regulations. And the most recent one was issued on Friday. That was particularly gratuitous, as everybody knew that the Supreme Court was going to be issuing the Bostock decision very soon. And the Bostock decision essentially concluded that sex discrimination laws should be interpreted to protect people from discrimination based on their gender identity. And the regulation that the Trump administration dropped on Friday says the exact opposite. And of course, the Supreme Court's decision is governing here. The Trump administration cannot issue regulations that violate an interpretation of the law that has been issued by the Supreme Court. So I expect that will be vacated very shortly. But it's an example of just how far this administration is going to try to clear it.
I'm afraid we're gonna have to leave it there. Camilla Taylor is Director of Constitutional Litigation for Lambda Legal. Thank you so much for joining us. More to come after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.